DW.
It's a hot, muggy afternoon at the Rohingya camp in Kalandi Kunj, in East Delhi. Minara Begum, 30 years old, and a mother of four, is pouring water on the floor in a cramped two-room tenement to beat the heat. The frail-looking woman is completely exhausted as her youngest child wails. She arrived in India in 2013. Her risky journey to the Myanmar-Bangladeshi border through mountains, forests, and paddy fields took her 4 weeks. She lived in Bangladesh for another 4 to 5 months. She moved to India because she thought it would be safer. It is difficult for Minara to make ends meet. She gets odd jobs, sometimes working as a domestic help. Her husband Mukhtar sells vegetables, but that is just about enough to feed the children and live a life of subsistence. There are more than 40 hutments here, all temporary structures, where over 250 Rohingya people live. It is one of the several camps in Delhi. Many more are scattered across 7 states in India. The people living in these camps have cards issued by the UNHCR, which allows them to stay in India and which must be renewed periodically. But many still have no government-issued identity cards. Minara has learned to speak Hindi haltingly.
I will never go back. Things are bad in Myanmar. Our women are harassed and even raped by the military and the Buddhist militia. We have lost everything, our land, livestock and houses. Why go back?
In 2012, an estimated 140,000 people were internally displaced within Myanmar, and almost 86,000 made that hazardous journey to neighboring countries, according to the UN. It was the alleged rape and murder of a young Buddhist woman which sparked that deadly chain of events. In their attempt to flee the violence, the Rohingya people have become among the world's least wanted, denied resettlement in Indonesia, Thailand, Bangladesh, Malaysia, or Australia. ...46-year-old Mohammad Haroon fled the country 4 years ago when the 2012 fighting happened. He says he has 15 close family members, siblings and cousins living across camps in India, Bangladesh and even Canada.
The military junta made life miserable for us. We were robbed and attacked. The junta made us work as forced laborers and beat us mercilessly. They were ruthless.
Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's democracy icon, who was under house arrest for years during military rule and who led her party to power in the last year's elections, has drawn criticism from rights groups for not taking up the cause of the Rohingya. Minara says she and her family still can't return to their home.
Even Aung San Suu Kyi has not raised her voice in our defense. So where is the question of going back? Only when there is true democracy, when our children can be safe, and when we can go back to our homes, then we can think of Myanmar.
UNHCR officials point out that many refugees under their mandate have difficulties in accessing basic services, despite, in principle, being entitled to them. India is not a party to the 1951 UN Convention on Refugees. Therefore, asylum seekers who are not offered direct protection by the Indian government can get refugee status from the UNHCR, but are virtually denied all rights or protection from the state. It's a complex issue for refugees in India. Very few families have been able to mingle with the locals here in New Delhi, while the rest are seen as Bengali Muslims from Bangladesh. But the Rohingyas are not made welcome in Bangladesh either. Residents in the camp complain they are looked upon suspiciously and sometimes find it hard to get work even as daily wage laborers. Mohammad Haroon concurs.
There's no help from the Indian government. They've allowed us to stay here and we have got a refugee card status, but there is no financial support.
The Rohingyas want the Indian government to officially recognize them as refugees, but that would be a slow and long process. India hosts more than 200,000 foreigners fleeing conflict zones such as in Afghanistan, Tibet, Somalia, and Myanmar, among others. It has no overarching legal framework that recognizes or protects all refugees. Murali Krishnan, DW, New Delhi.
This report was brought to you by DW.